On Power Friday, we'll be taking a look at leading effectively and parenting effectively, two very, very critical areas of our lives. On Saturday, we'll talk some more about protesting, the protesters, kneeling. Sunday, we're going to take a look at kneeling from an especially biblical perspective, because we will be taking a look at what God says about justice, since the protesters are protesting, as they've made very clear, injustice. All right. Now, as a reminder, you are certainly welcome to tune in to this station, great station, The Voice, 1550 AM, radio for the mind and soul. Every day, Monday through Friday from 1 until 2 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays from 1 until 3 p.m. for Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where we're going to be continuing to help build the individual, family, community, where we're going to be continuing to encourage people to celebrate diversity while promoting harmony, where we'll continue to provide discussion that helps us think through situations critically and even assess some of our own positions and values. See if there are any changes we may need to make. See if we need to simply strengthen what we have. 1550 AM, The Voice, radio for the mind and soul. But you can also listen by going to speakingwith.com and listening online at your convenience at no cost. That's right. For whatever you're already paying for your internet connection, boom, done. You don't pay anything else. You simply go to speakingwith.com, and at the top left side of the homepage, you'll see two broadcast categories. One broadcast category is those broadcasts that have aired July 2017 and currently. I was saying beyond before, but I thought it might help if I change it to currently. Those that aired July 2017 or that are airing currently. So anything and everything from July 2017 up to the present, up to the current broadcast, you'll find it in that category. You simply click on that category, look to your right, and you'll see a list of names of guests and topics come up. And you can scroll to the one that you're looking for, click on the name of that guest or topic. You see your segments come up, click on the segment you want to hear. Boom, that's it. Just three quick clicks. Click on the broadcast category. The other category has to do with those broadcasts that aired before July 2017. Just that simple. And I just didn't want to put them all in the same folder. I could have done that, but then it would have made it a little bit more complicated for me to get all of that in. So I just decided, let me do two categories. One for July 2017, when I started consistently putting everything on the site up to the present. And then the second one, everything that came before July 2017. And as I get those in, as I've said before, I'm not necessarily trying to get all of those in order. The ones that aired before July 2017, I'm not necessarily trying to get those in order. I'm just trying to get them in that category. And so you can still scroll and look for guests or topics that you'd like to hear. And the same thing, you'll click on that guest or topic, click on the segment, start listening. Easy breezy, as they say. That's it. So, WTHB 1550 AM The Voice, Monday through Friday from 1 until 2, and on the weekends from 1 until 3, or you can go to speakingwith.com and listen at your convenience. All right, back to automation, and I tell you what, I think that it's probably a lot of us are saying, yeah, I like it. A lot are saying no. But remember, so far, overall, according to Pew's research, Americans are expressing more worry than enthusiasm. Let's keep it moving, though. A wide range of robotic devices are being helped developed to help meet the demands of an aging population. But it will likely be many years before fully autonomous robot caregivers, as they describe in their survey, are available for use. More broadly, these developments speak to the possibility of a world in which robots and computer applications are capable of performing many of the tasks currently done by humans, with potentially profound implications for society as a whole. Let me ask you something. Do you think we need to be concerned about that, about jobs going away as they are taken from human beings and given to robots, humanoids, hubots? What do you think? Advances in robotics and artificial intelligence have the potential to automate a wide range of human activities and to dramatically reshape the way that Americans live and work in the coming decades. A Pew Research Center survey of 4,135 U.S. adults conducted May 1st through the 15th of 2017 finds that many Americans anticipate significant impacts from various automation technologies in the course of their lifetimes, from the widespread adoption of autonomous vehicles to the replacement of entire job categories with robot workers. Although they expect certain positive outcomes from these developments, their attitudes more frequently reflect worry and concern over the implications of these technologies for society as a whole. Do you think that the survey found that the people who are worried are more worried for themselves or more worried for other people? Well, we'll explore that as well when we get back together and follow through on this topic. Automation in the 21st century. Where are they taking it? Where are they taking us? I want to remind you, there are ways that we can reduce the stress. And when we reduce the stress, our children notice that we are less stressed. Our pets notice that we are less stressed. And they can, in turn, be less stressed themselves. So let's not get too worried, too keyed up about what might be happening in the future. Let's learn to relax as much as possible. Because by relaxing ourselves, we really can be letting some of life's best moments come through each one of us. Till next time.